Let's turn to Psalm 37. We're continuing to go through 37. Today we're going to look at verses 25 and 26, just as we continue to go through that. Let me read this here, Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Amen. So once again, David, now in his older years, speaks of the righteous. He makes an observation about the righteous, doesn't he? The righteous are not forsaken by God. They're not cast aside, but they are beloved. In fact, the righteous are called children of God. They're called the bride of Christ, a special people, accepted in the beloved, the apple of his eye, the blessed of the Lord, the called, the chosen, the faithful, children of light, children of the promise, a chosen generation, sons and daughters of Jerusalem, and the elect of God. These are good names, brothers and sisters. And in our context here in Psalm 37, the hand of God lives in the righteous, the lives of the righteous, the hand of God there. This, of course, is put in contrast to those who turn from God and try to strive in life independently or autonomously. They are committing, trusting, and relying not on God, but on themselves. And so David reflects that for those trusting in God, there's no forsaking. And this even extends to their physical lives. As one Puritan said, there are very few instances of good men or their families that are reduced to such extreme poverty as many wicked people bring themselves to by their wickedness. No, the righteous are not found begging bread, but those who in their self-righteousness and turn from God often find themselves with nothing and with no one. We see that in the parable of the prodigal son. He would have gladly filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, but no one gave him anything. Yet, this is not the path for the righteous, is it? For God is with the righteous. They're not forsaken. They reflect the grace of their God, and their God and their righteousness is ever merciful. And so they live out the precepts of their God. They lend freely by walking with God, and even their descendants are blessed. Of course, brothers and sisters, the encouragement today is that you are the righteous of God. But for our time of confession today, what I want to talk about is a temptation that we all have. Temptation, particularly in hard times or when we're hurt or when we're offended or disregarded, what can we feel? We can feel forsaken. We can feel forgotten. We can feel invisible to others and even unsure about our standing before God. And so two considerations in that for our application. Number one, it's so important that we encourage one another in enjoying God and rejoicing in the goodness of our God, reminding one another of his good gifts, testifying to his saving work, and particularly in the hard times and the trials. This is particularly when we need to stir one another up to love and good works by hoping all things. Because a frequent temptation for all of us is to think the worst, isn't it? When instead we're called to believe in the best, in all things, in faith and by faith, hoping in God. And I confess to you, I fail at this times, brothers and sisters, because honestly, it's when I'm too focused on me. I'm focused on myself to pour out into others' lives. Maybe you can relate to that. We get very consumed with us and our agenda instead of seeing what God's doing out there. Oh, may we by God's grace be saved from this idol of self and live for God alone so that there's nothing left for us to boast about. Secondly, we must remember who we are and the promises of God. And this is tested most on the hard days and the trials, isn't it? Indeed, the promise of God is not that you'll have a trial-free life. The promise of God is not that you will become abundantly wealthy. The promise of God is not that you will garner perfect, seamless perfection in every relationship in your life. But he does promise that he'll be with us. He does promise good things for the righteous, better things than this world has to offer. So may we know who we are in Christ and step forward in that conviction each day and live it. For we are His own inheritance. We're saints of the Lord, His workmanship, the household of God, the light of the world, ministers of the King, more than conquerors, the flock of God, His sanctified ones, the partakers of Christ. We're called trees of righteousness, true worshipers, vessels of mercy, the sheep of His pasture, Christ's bride, the friends of God, redeemed ones, sons and daughters of Zion's, and we're called the work of His hands. You may be in the biggest trial of your life right now. I know some of you are. Or you might be experiencing the biggest season of blessing in your life. But either way, we have to remember these words of David. The righteous are never forsaken, but they are blessed because they walk by faith. They delight in God. They rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. They turn from anger and embrace peace. The righteous rejoice in the little that they have because the Lord upholds them. Finally, remember, always remember the gospel. We, His children, are not forsaken. You know why? Because Christ was forsaken for us. You might remember the words of Christ, my God, why have you forsaken me? Christ bore our reproach on the cross that we might live. This is a humbling truth that should give us even more hope in God. His love for us is eternal. He gave His Son so that we are not forsaken. So brothers and sisters, let's rejoice in God. Let's delight in Him with all that you are. For you are His and He is yours. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this blessed promise that the righteous are not forsaken. No, and that even extends to our lives. You don't leave us on the side of the street, as it were, even through trials, even through the hardest times, even through hurt and offenses. God, you're with us. You're with us and you uphold us by your mighty right hand. Oh God, we confess to you that sometimes we lose sight of this and we are quite downcast and we feel or may even consider ourselves forgotten and forsaken. Oh, but God, may your promises come flooding back into our heart and then be lived out in faith. Oh God, increase our faith in this. We take a moment now to individually confess to you.